I tell you, Nancy Jackson Johnson is such a powerful and inspirational singer. I appreciate the fact that she's so sincere about her ministry, her calling, her mission. And along with that, again, inspirational. You know, I want to encourage you to be inspirational as much as you can. You may not necessarily sing. And even if you do sing, maybe you're not recording. You may not have hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people hearing you sing. They may not see your name up in lights as you go before the Dove Awards Committee, the various groups that you can go before, gospel associations, gospel music association awards, etc., and have millions of people talk about how you inspired them. But that's okay. It's not so much about having your name up in lights as it is us simply doing what we can do to help. And I mean, if we can help right where we live, that is the best starting place of all, where we are right now. And don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Don't say, well, you know, I'm just going to keep a low profile until I make it big. My guess is the vast majority of the people who have made it big have made it big partly because they started out small, doing what they could where they were. And over time, some of them became renowned. But my guess is there are quite a few people who are still doing a lot today that helps a lot of people. And they may have been busy with their mission for 6 years, maybe for 15 years, maybe for 19 years. And they have no concern whatsoever about having finally hit the big time and having many, many, many people know about them. Because for them, fame has never been the issue. Serving has been the issue. Service has been the issue. And they're just doing what they can to help where they are, who they can, where they are. That's what it should be about. Serving not for fame, not for fortune, but serving because it's the right thing to do, it's good to do, someone can benefit. And of course, as we look at it from an eternal perspective, what we're doing for right motives as we follow Christ will be rewarded at some point, even if it's in eternity. And I know it can be tempting to say that's a long way from now. Who knows? 30 years from now? You know, when will it be? 2054, 2104? How many years from now before we enter into eternity and begin to receive eternal rewards? We don't know. But here's the thing. Once we do receive those rewards, they are ours for life. They are ours forever. We enjoy those rewards forever. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth the wait. So if, on the other hand, we receive some reward now and we receive greater reward in eternity, that too is good. But shoot for the eternal reward. And right now, make it your primary goal as far as what you receive now. The pleasure, the joy of knowing that you're doing what you can to help someone else. Now, having said that, I want to remind you of an experience that I had some time ago. And I shared this with you all, how I was able to follow through on something that I really felt impressed to do. And that was go to a young lady. I'm saying a young lady. She's probably, she's middle-aged, actually. And I really felt impressed to go to her and ask her what her dream was. She was doing hair and is still doing hair and had been doing that for years. And there are a lot of people who are very pleased with the job she does as a cosmetologist. And even though I knew she had been doing that work for quite some time, I was still impressed to ask her what her dream was. And so she and I talked for a little while, and she let me know that her dream really was to teach. That had been her dream for years, long before she even began to do hair professionally. And so I asked her why she wasn't pursuing that dream. And she indicated that her time had come and gone. She had missed her opportunity to prepare, to get the education and the training that she needed to teach. And so at that point in her life, she had given up on that dream, and she was just going to, her dream was then to help her children see their dreams come to life. And while I understood her point, my response was, why can't you help your children fulfill their dreams while you also fulfill yours? She really put up an argument. She did not want to pursue her dream anymore. And I said to her, you're smart enough to do the work, because she was definitely going to have to go back to school, earn her degree in education, get the certificate, etc. But I knew she could do it. And so we talked for a while, and I urged her, you need to look into this. This is your dream. You're still young enough, smart enough, energetic enough to do all that you need to do to get all that you need to get to fulfill your dream. You should pursue it. So finally she said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll discuss it with my husband and I'll see what he says about it. I was excited about that because I knew her husband well enough to know that if he realized that was still a dream that she had, he would encourage her also to pursue it. She never did come back to me to give me the update, but I guess it must have been about 2 years later or so, 1 or 2 years after she and I had the conversation, I found out from someone else she had indeed gotten back into school and she was pursuing her degree in education. Next thing I knew, she was going for the certification, and it's been, I guess, maybe a couple of years or so now, she's been teaching and loving it. She's still doing hair, but she's also teaching and is loving it. She is living her dream. This is the reason I bring that up again. I want to ask you if you have been giving some thought to what I shared with you before about being open to encouraging someone else to pursue their dream so that they can live their dream. You may be just the person they're waiting to hear from, even if they don't know, they're waiting to hear from you. If God has put it in you, He has impressed upon you to go to someone and discuss the pursuit of their dream. Pursue it. You may help them begin to live a dream that will help them find fulfillment, greater fulfillment in life. Stay with me.